My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable. But in the
all right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. The Heat and Panthers all in action tonight. Let's get to it with our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Jerry Jones.
Flip out.
Lost, got a little sensitive.
The problem with Jerry is they've been asking these questions all summer.
Yep.
And the Bills do. Now you got to respond. You got to either eat it, or you can't get mad at the other people, because they've been asking questions the whole offseason about, hey, we didn't do anything. We didn't sign anybody. The team didn't get better. We, you know, all of these things. Is this not accurate? They've been saying it all summer.
So he was on our sister station in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan, with, I mean, it looks like his name is Shan, but I'm guessing his name is Shane. Like, he just tries to do it cool.
Oh, no way. No E at the end?
Shan and RJ? It's got to be Shane, right?
That's fine.
He's going long A there. I'm going to assume it's Shane and RJ. Sorry, Shan. But either way, he was on that show, their morning show. He does a weekly hit. And I listened to the interview. We're going to play the clip that's obviously going viral because he like threatens their jobs.
Oh.
But I didn't think they were being disrespectful, and I did not think they were being...
No, they were asking the same questions.
I think they were being completely fine. Right. You know, like, the only thing that he said was a little snarky. I know he said, look, Jerry, this isn't 1970. He goes, I know, because I was there. I'm like, all right, very good. But here was Jerry Jones. This was on Odyssey's 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and the Dallas Cowboys owner getting his feelings.
Interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio, and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not, and I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me to talk about this. Is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out if what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are. Or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning.
Wow.
And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging.
Mm.
One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys.
Always a classic.
It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Gosh. Let's say this.
Sensitive, dude.
Whether he's sensitive or not, he really didn't say anything wrong.
Spicy.
But
he's
and we
job. You want to know what the classic rich guy move
is to say is to I have a new job.
Well, right. It's not even that. I don't even know if he's threatening his job or saying he's going to go to a different show on the station. Whatever that is, you know, because I don't know what power maybe Jerry Jones really has to threaten there. Like, I've said things that have upset people in the market and whatnot. But the thing that I always find funny is, you know, they said even buying the Cowboys wasn't a smart decision. What does that have to do with anything? Right. You've obviously, Jerry, had a lot of success in your life. Congratulations, dude. But all offseason, everybody has been saying you guys were set up for disaster.
All you had to do is get Derrick Henry.
That's all it's been said the entire time.
Derrick Henry. And you signed Ezekiel Elliott.
And now you're going to sit here and act like, don't tell me about hindsight or I'll have your hind.
Right. Here's the problem.
see what you did there. Pretty good.
Jerry said a lot of correct things, but he kind of went too far with the, he almost should have just stood up on the soapbox and said, I know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And which they could have responded, well, no, you don't, because Derrick Henry plays for
Baltimore. But the other thing, here's the other thing too, is this is where I would take issue with Jerry. Like, you're not the coach, you're not the quarterback, you're not the player. You're under no obligation to do as much media as he does. He likes it.
He does it right.
He likes he it. Does he it. Likes he all the attention. He likes having his voice on it. It's a different style.
So you got to play. You got
no other owner does it. You know, right. I will give him credit for, I guess, making himself available, but he also wants to be. But don't expect after getting blown out 47-9. What'd you think you were gonna go into that morning? And by the way, wasn't even that hostile.
Right.
Just like, hey,
I don't even know what the question was. See, I like a lot of times we play
it's a hijacker. It's one of those where they were trying to get off the ground. Like, yeah, but like the decision, you know, don't tell me about the decisions. And so, he's very clearly just bothered by the way his team is playing. Those guys did not ask anything.
He admitted it. He said as much. I mean, but so my question would be this. What kind of Jerry Jones did you think you were going to get this morning or when this happened?
But what did he think he was going to get?
I mean, I'm just saying he did the interview. If you're asking the questions, you got to know that he's going to go off on anything you say.
Sure, but if you have him on your radio show and you say something like, Jerry, do you think it's time to give up the team? Jerry, do you think it's time for Steven to take over? Okay, you're poking the bear.
Right.
But like things that, like you said, have been discussed all off season.
Right.
I'll get other people to ask me these. Well, what do you think they're going to ask,
Jerry? They're
going
to ask you the same question.
What do you think they're going to ask?
They're going to ask you the
well, there's old noodle arm.
He was totally on the other receiver, Aaron. Bunting.
Wow. Wow.
The punting at the end of it.
Why? I don't understand the punting, because Pat McAfee's a punter.
No, because he always wants to start off because punting, dude.
That's it. That's
punting. I don't know. Hey, did the guy on the right, what's his name? Hawk?
Yeah.
Looks like he had a little work done.
You know, Perhaps. You always say that.
Looks like he's...
Little injections?
When
lifted on up.
Yeah.
My problem is you never leave your house, AJ Hawk. You're always...
You know, oddly, he only seems to leave his house when McAfee's on the road. Then he goes back to the studio.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, he just doesn't like McAfee.
Mm.
You know, he's a real football player. He's not a punter.
Looking rather tight, right? Wind tunnel-ish.
Yeah, I would say. I get what you're saying.
Look at where his hairline is.
He's got those Pella cheekbones he's trying to pull off. You know, hair's not as good.
Not everyone can pull that off.
His hair's pulled back.
Look, they got a Davante Adams cameo. Hey, see everybody? See? Well, that's not going to talk about it because Davante Adams is here punting.
Punting.
Classic Rat McAfee move.
Okay.
Classic move.
Oh, God. You know?
I mean,
wait. Isn't that just
can I ask a question? How the hell were they talking about a trade this morning, and dude's already in New York?
Oh, no. He took a red eye this morning.
No, he didn't.
He took a... That's what they said.
No, red eye. No, you know what a red eye is?
Yeah, it's the last flight.
Huh?
It's like the wee hours flight.
It's the flight that leaves at 12 and gets here.
Yeah, they said that's what he took.
Oh, really? So it was done by 12 o'clock. That's not when we start hearing about it.
No.
This morning, they flashed up there. First time you saw it, after 10 o'clock, finalizing a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's already there. If they did it at 10 o'clock, wait, our show started at 10. We saw the first messages at 10, right? First, 10, 15, 10, 30, came right after J-Fig got here. What time did you get here? 10, 15? Okay, gotcha. All right? So,
you know what? You're lashing out at me for no reason.
So,
for lashing out.
That red eye landed at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. So it was already done. Finalizing...
He didn't take a
finalizing.
Break. That dude was in a hotel bed last night.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Trust me, he was staying. He was
look at all the energy he got.
He was.
He ain't even got no red eyes. Nut.
That man was.
That's why they call it the red eye.
That man was in a king size bed last night in New Jersey.
Yep.
Let's not talk about that. You guys screwed the pooch last night.
Let's not talk about that duck. Quack. Yep. Another 3,000 more of those throws, you'll be down
Williams.
Here in Florida.
Poor Mike Williams. Hey, Mike Williams.
Bring down here. Huh? No, we don't want him.
Why not?
No.
Odell, I mean, that's our third guy, Odell Beckham right now.
Is he? You think he'll be? Look, we just need him to be ready next week. So get you a couple of plays in.
Nah, you guys aren't going to have me on this here radio. And I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to those Cowboys listeners.
Yeah, Jerry, I think you should have made those moves too, man.
Wait. Tobin doesn't know a red eye, but definitely knows a ribeye.
Oh, I love a ribeye.
I don't like ribeyes. Too much fat.
There's not many pieces of meat I don't like.
But I don't like the meat with all the fat on it. I like the lean meats.
I found out my fiance thinks beef only comes in ground.
What?
Like, she just constantly buys ground beef.
Oh.
Like 3 packs of ground beef. I'm like, you know beef comes in other ways, right?
She never had a steak?
Mm-mm.
Okay, this is the thing. She goes from filet mignon to ground beef. There is no in between.
She never had a good strip steak is good.
I don't
like skirt steak, but, you know, skirt steak.
Josiah says, Dolphin season's so bad, we're just watching other teams for entertainment. Misery loves company, dude. It does help.
Let me tell you.
It does help. Try it on for size.
Especially if they're in your division.
Yeah.
But.
We got to play them twice. Look. Finalizing a deal to trade Adams to the Jets. He's on the screen below you.
What's a replay?
Still. That was at 10 o'clock.
I know.
That's my point.
-1.
That's not -1. I didn't realize it was a replay?
For replay watching,
you don't even realize that games are replays sometimes.
Because let me tell you that you know what they used to do: put it in the screen real light that it said replay. And I'm like, damn, these Marlins.
We will get a little more comfort from our weirdo long-winded coach.
I've watched the replay and ordered pizza and didn't get the deal.
Damn,
yeah, like they just won.
Take a break. Back after this. All right. Hour. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take us up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins getting set for the Indianapolis Colts this week as they'll try and even up their record. 2-3 on the season. They will take on Anthony Richardson.
Hello, Tobin.
Hello.
Hello.
The Hobnob twins, the two of you.
No, we're talking to Marcos because let me just tell you something.
What?
I sometimes question Marcos' intelligence.
Wow, jeez.
He says some dumb stuff.
I'm sorry, man.
But no.
God, it's fair.
What did you say?
What did he say during the break? Mm. Forget the whole Lainey Wilson thing.
Oh, that was rough.
Right? That was a different one.
That he thought Lainey Wilson was from L.A.
Oh, yeah. So we had a conversation. We were talking about food. You know,
of course.
I said, y'all like chicken parm? She says, I'm not really a fan of chicken parm. Mm. And I said, my wife makes them with chicken thighs. Awesome. Stay nice and juicy. Sometimes, you know, the things. She goes,
I don't know if I like that.
I said, do you like veal parm? He goes, baby cow. Baby cow.
Yeah.
Veal. Like baby backs.
Baby back ribs. So.
That's what I did. What? Like, it's funny because I took a deep. I went.
We both just looked at each other. We're like, shut up.
Same thing. Veal, baby back ribs. Where do you think they get them from? The stork? Grow up, guys.
No, like, you know, baby backs and St. Louis ribs grew up in the same neighborhood.
Jesus. Mm. Yeah, one of them was an adult.
No.
Yeah.
One's just down the street.
One of them became a saint.
One's down the street. They still come from the same animal.
Ah.
You didn't know that. You thought baby backs come from a different animal?
A piggy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do St. Louis ribs.
Nah.
The same pig.
That comes from a hog.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Sweet.
You are one of those people that just sit down and say, I don't know what it is or where it came from, but it's delicious.
You just call that's you. Chicken. As long as it's not seafood, I'm good to go.
All right, froggy.
Wait.
Yeah, it says the person who got airplaned into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
disgusting.
My goodness.
All right, froggy back ribs.
Okay.
Can you give me Mike McDaniel making no sense about where this Dolphin season is at after and comparing it to the last 2 years?
Oh, yes. Yes, I totally can.
You don't have it, do you?
No, I don't.
Because he was trying to figure out where baby backs came from.
I know exactly where they come from, dude.
I want my froggy back ribs.
Wow.
Is this the one that JFig distracted you from?
Yes, it is indeed.
Wow.
It is indeed.
I wasn't even talking.
No, she was in
there. He said he was like yelling at you the last time around.
I was yelling.
Yeah.
He was yelling at me.
Wow.
Well, look, either way, you're yelling, my yelling, still going to be shorter than this Mike McDaniel cut, so be happy.
What is he talking
about? This season for the Miami Dolphins is no different than the two previous in my mind. How do I say something like that? Well, like, you win, you lose, you have stats that are favorable, you have stats that aren't, but you have to find adverse situations to grow through as a team, so that when you're building up for however long, I mean, when you really think about it, single elimination or elimination games, whether that's to get into the playoffs or that you're in the playoffs, those elimination games are buildup of a lot of work. And you need a team that is used to high stress situations. One way you can induce stress is, you know, have a 3-game losing streak early.
Oh my God.
Oh, we done?
Oh, he's done.
Right. Took a trip to the bench.
I was going
to
say, one of the ways you can induce stress is listening to you.
What?
Listening to Mike McDaniel's a way I can induce stress.
Like,
man.
Like, what was the question? Does it matter? Like, he was going to answer with that answer. That was next up in line. Whatever you asked the question, that was his next statement.
What was the question? I think that's always what people say when they get done listening to him is, what was the question? And it's just like, how can I say that this year is the same as the last two years when I've never been under five, when I've never been over 500? Glad you asked.
It's exhausting.
I mean, here's what sucks. When you try to actually listen to it, the way he's trying to make sense of it is to kind of simplify it and not make it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Extreme one way or the other, right? To keep everybody focused. I understand that. That being said, you lose a lot of people with your explanation because it's not, even though I get it because I've had coaches that talk like this all the time, a lot of people don't, like, can't pick out the good parts.
I get what he's saying. Like, you're always, like, adversity can come in a lot of forms is basically what he's saying.
Everybody has it, and everybody goes through it during the course of a year.
Right. You're either going to be battle-tested by it later, but it's going to come. But, right. Like, he's been spitting that same thing the entire time he's been here.
Yep.
And, dude, you can't, Mike, I know that you don't have Tua, okay? Granted. I'll give you that. You can't tell me this isn't the worst the football team's ever played under your leadership.
Yeah, but what, here. I think what he's trying to say is that every year a team's going to go through certain things like this, right? At different parts of the season. And you got to learn how to deal with them and whatever. The fact that they're going through it now is just, the timing is different. But that you're going through it during the course of the year is not. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't buy it, though.
Of course you don't buy it. I get the fact that you don't buy it. So here, let's take last year. Last year they went through this the last month of the season.
Yes.
Okay, so what if I take that
Which is what they all...
Hold on. If I take that last month of the season and plug it here now, mm-hmm. and then have that stretch that they went on in the middle of the season at the end of the season.
But the problem when you do things like that is it's assuming you're always going to even it out. There's going to be a yin and yang, right, but you're not just continuing a slide.
That's
down.
What he's saying.
But no,
that's
to me,
what
it's
he's saying.
But to me, it sounds like he's saying, oh, this is just our rut now, and it's going to get better.
Yes.
Went to I think any Dolphins like, no, dude, we've been in the rut.
He didn't say it was going to get better, but he said everybody goes through this at some point during the course of a season, yeah, and you have to deal with it.
But it's like his point to me is saying, like, you need like to know how to go through hard times.
Yeah.
And it's like, you should know already. Well, we've been through the hard times.
But here's the difference. The Dolphins' hard times have always been losing your star players. It hasn't been one star getting hurt. It hasn't been, no. It's been all of your pass rush, all of your wide receivers, your quarterback. Like, it's been that. So it's a little bit different from that standpoint, but to have to go through it, everybody goes through it. Every year. How did all of those blue shirts let him catch that ball? Look at him.
Very distracted by the television today.
So you understand what I'm saying? I get what he's saying. I'm not saying I necessarily
you don't get what
agree with. No, I
Your
do.
Your reaction when he was listening was not that of.
Well, I'm always going to react like that because he takes a long time to.
Can you
put it this way?
Give me the start of
Mike McDaniel drives around the world to get next door.
Let me get him revving
That's
up his
the
engine.
The gist of his conversations.
Ironically, this
Never trust
season for the Miami Dolphins is no different than the two previous in my mind. How do I say something like that? Well, like you win, you lose, you have stats that are favorable, you have stats that aren't, but you have to find adverse situations.
That's fine. Okay, I get it. But like, usually nobody asked you to. Nobody was questioning you. Like, we're not on the debate stage here.
How do I do that? Good question.
What are you, a professor?
Like, he has his own follow up questions.
And
who does that?
How do we get here?
Who does their own follow up questions?
He legitimately doesn't need any reporters there. He'll answer. He'll sit up there for a half hour himself. You might as well just have the Mike McDaniel solo podcast.
Solo podcast.
Just like let Mike McDaniel go up there, riff for 30 minutes on what he wants to riff on.
Ramblings from a football coach.
You're like, all right, great. We have a question here from Adam from Pembroke Pines. And Adam's asking me, hey, dude, what the bleep? Glad you asked.
Whoa, glad you asked.
You know what? You know what I do miss from the last year, Mike, though? This is just me.
Points?
Yeah! Touchdowns! That's what I miss!
But again, you don't have your quarterback.
I don't. Just come on, man.
How many times
have we got a turnover on the six? Six?
Yeah.
How many times are we going to listen to the Mike McDaniel solo podcast and hear one of these?
You know, I anticipated this question.
I bet you did too. I bet.
So right. I get what
the Mike McDaniel podcast here. Is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Classic.
I get what he's saying. I understand what he's saying. Right. It still doesn't mean it doesn't put me to sleep.
Oh, dude.
But I get what he's trying to say, and keep in mind the other thing you need to understand is Mike's a very positive guy,
mm-hmm.
right? He's always going to go at things from a positive, in a positive light. So that's why his answers are the way they are. How do I look at this? Like, we've been through this the last 2 years, and now we're just getting there at a different time, right? And like, what he fails to realize is, neither time did you actually get through it.
No.
At that point, it was the end.
Yeah, he keeps saying these things like adversity is an opportunity. And
they
never use the opportunity to get over the adversity. It's like it never happens. It's always, this is going to pay off. And I think the fans are just sitting here and be like, when?
Yes. And again, understand that what his message is to his team and not necessarily to you. If he ever is not that positive and he goes negative like
The fans want him to go. Like, yeah, they're aware of what's going on. And behind closed doors, he made very – guys, we're not playing very good right now. We got to pick it up.
We'll take a break. Play a little mixed bag to close things out on the other side. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We got Panthers action tonight. Cats, 7 o'clock puck drop from Columbus. You could hear that on AM 790. And the Heat, preseason action tonight. This is game 3 of 5 against the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama, I believe, is supposed to play tonight. He sat out the last game. So we will see that big-ass windsock. He's good.
Wow.
What? You call him that?
it's your nickname.
What, harsher when I say it? Same thing you said, dude.
You just were a little more aggressive.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
I don't think so. Mm. One thing that we do know, the Heat are going to mix the him on up. But also...
Mm?
Froggy.
Yeah.
He's going to mix things up here.
Yeah.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Pella Larson's hair, man. Look at that thing. Gorgeous.
You have mentioned that 3 times today.
Already.
Stunning.
Already.
So
stunning.
Stunned by it.
Pretty good. He is not lying. It is indeed pretty good. This Mixed Bag starts with a bit of a crossover in sports. We have seen YouTuber Jake Paul take the boxing world by storm.
Yeah.
Well, not really by storm. But nonetheless, he has caught the attention of Miami Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith.
Ah.
I think you mentioned to us that he partakes in some boxing.
He was telling reporters yesterday that if he didn't play football, he'd always thought he'd like boxing because he's from Philly.
Well,
so that's like that. That would be his love. He says, "I don't think I'm tall enough for basketball, but he's into boxing. He really likes boxing."
Who would be his first opponent upon retiring, you ask? None other than Jakeith Paulino. This is what Jonnu Smith had to say.
I might try to hop on a car, fight Jake Paul or something. see. Everybody doing it, man. Everybody doing it.
How's the chin?
The chin is good. It's all in the neck. You know what I mean? It's all in the neck. I got a strong neck, man. So it's all in the neck. I will have a pretty strong chin. So I'm going to see what's up with... May check something out after that, man.
Think Jake Paul will still be doing it? I don't think Jonnu Smith is old, so like, we think Jake Paul's gonna be doing this for much longer?
Somebody say Jonnu Smith plays football?
He had his best performance the last time out.
He did indeed, which was very good for my fantasy team because you told me he was gonna be the next thing, Mike McDaniel.
Huh.
Not you. Do you guys want to hear the scariest voice in the NFL?
Calais Campbell?
Yes.
Indeed, our boy Calais Campbell. Although, very scary looking human being.
Yep.
Also very kind as well. And stands side by side with other fellow giant, Zach Sealer.
Oh.
This is Calais Campbell. What he likes from the most handsome man on the Dolphins roster.
Sealer is a great player. It's kind of funny because I see him as like this great player. I never see him as a Division II. got him just barely made it. That's kind of funny. But perspective is important. But he's one of the reasons why I came here, right? I think he's a great ball player. He's a natural born leader. He loves the game of football, plays it passionately, everything he has. I think some of the best things about a guy like him who had to, is a football term, he likes to get it from the mud, is undrafted, grinded out, you know, work has went to being a starter, has been a backup for a few years, you know, is that you realize that it's the small things done well that allow you that success. And so a lot of times it's going back to the basics and doing it well versus, you know, when you have the guys like superstars early on and, you know, like you sometimes you think you can just win on talent and not the work. And, you know, so it's good for a guy like him just understands it's always the work.
That's, what are you laughing at, buddy?
Calais is overventilating. I don't even know what that means, but it was funny.
What is chuckling a lot over there?
Because I kept reading it.
You were
like,
chuckling.
I kept reading it. And I'm like, I still don't know what the hell it means, but it's funny.
I wonder. You know what I wondered about Zach Sealer?
What is he? Too much air? Yeah. I was just to myself trying to think.
Some big lungs.
Right. So I was just
big everything. You know what I always wondered though is Zach Sealer. You know how Zach Sealer like used to live in an RV?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about this because so too did Tyson Fury. Like Tyson Fury. Did you ever watch the Netflix show with Tyson Fury?
No.
Sometimes Tyson Fury Tyson Fury had already made it, right? Like he had already made a ton of money. But he lives in a giant mansion with all these damn kids. And sometimes Tyson Fury, he would just have to leave and go to his trailer like a gypsy. And so, like, he'd tell his wife, I think his wife's name is, Parrish, I need to get out of here. I need to go to the trailer. And so he'd go and just leave and go to the park was literally, like, right next door to the mansion. But he would go live in the trailer for the night because he just needed to be back to where he grew up. And so I wonder for Zach Sealer, now that he is a very rich man and I'm sure lives in a Bass Pro Shop paradise, do you think he ever feels himself, I miss the RV. I need to go sleep in it for a night.
No.
I feel like he does.
No.
Maybe hunt a couple boar, get some baby back ribs.
Marcos, please.
What? Let that, please, dude, let that go.
So you don't think that Zach Sealer behaves like Tyson Fury?
No.
Interesting.
No.
I think he might.
I think he would.
Nope.
Just to get the fees.
Out. I think he does enough hunting and fishing and traveling that it's football season. He don't need to get away.
Josh Hart says Calais Campbell is the opposite of helium. Calais gas.
But I'm just saying, I just thought it was hilarious that I kept reading it. And I couldn't figure out what the hell it meant.
If Calais Campbell did suck down helium, would it just sound like a normal voice?
Just like talking. Just be a normal guy.
I think his voice... If he sucked on helium, his voice would still be dark.
Helium, more like herdium.
What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Ooh, I think I don't want to hear that one.
No, minus one.
No! Oh, almost got away with it.
Minus one.
We have enemy number one on Tobin's book, Jalen Waddle.
That's a little strong. I did not say he's my enemy. I love Jalen Waddle.
I don't know if this
you
is
have a weird way of showing it.
Your third most favorite him. Dolphin.
Yeah, well, you also said
Jalen Waddle's a bum.
That's not what
off the team already and trade him for Devontae Adams. That's not fair.
Too late.
That's not fair. That's not how that came out. That was taken out of context, and that's not what I said. I'm not even going to reiterate what I said because you'll just use it against me.
Wow.
But I just want to be clear, Jalen. I did not say those words in that way.
How about this one? Calais sounds like he could have blown Hurricane Milton the other direction.
Like he's a giant cloud?
Like he's like when he talks, Category 3 come out of it.
What did my third favorite dolphin have to say?
Not sure if he was being truthful with this statement, but Jalen Waddle says he's fine with us winning with the run as long as, you know, we get the dub.
To win. It's all about just getting that win, getting in the win column. If it's running the ball 40, 50 times, that we got to do. If it's throwing the ball, that we got to do. Anything to win at this point, at any point, is key.
Certainly hasn't been with any tough catches over the middle, that's for sure.
Clip that.
Okay. Trust me, there's like an entire...
You got to get back on track.
What did I do?
Nobody cares Waddle, how.
Haven't seen your touchdown dance since before last Christmas. Those are just facts. Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast.
He's not Jewish.
What?
Other people can fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Tyreek Hill, super fast.
People go on water fast. People go on fast, not just Jewish people.
What?
When was the last time you went on a fast?
I've never been fast at anything in my life.
No, the other fast, where you push the plate away.
I said what I said.
You just answer a different question and stick with it. I fast for that one morning in Lent.
Mm-hmm. What about you, before a surgery? Don't you have to fast?
Here's what sucked.
Or something.
Here's what sucked.
Oh yeah.
So if I have the surgery early, right, then it's 7 to 7, so I could just fast at 7. But the last time I had surgery, it was all the way at 1 o'clock, so I was hungry. That's the worst. And then the surgery took longer than normal. So I went from, this might be a Leroy record, I went from 7 o'clock the night before till 8 o'clock the following day.
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Best.
And thank God I was groggy, because everything looked like chicken. Everything. Everything walked by. I was like, let me get that leg. Let me get that leg.
You were visualizing like
it,
a...
I said, is it spicy? Yeah, let me get that.
You were visualizing like a Looney Tune?
Yeah. Dude, I was so... I never been so... And Mel goes, hey, big fella. She said, don't go to the greasy, spicy chicken. Why don't you have a piece of bread first? I'm like, because...
That is the mixed bag for today. That is our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Monterey.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Number 4.
WQAM is supporting neighbors.
Everybody.
That's why it's Tay-Tay's version, dude.
You wanted me to go to this giant Serbian and say, here's my impression of your mother?
Yeah, what a show pony.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.